Shalom, everybody! One of the many, many mitzvos that is commanded in Parshas Kisetze is Shiluach Haken. This is the mitzvah which requires us to shoo away a mother bird before we take her eggs. And at first glance, this mitzvah seems to express Hashem's deep love and compassion for the mother bird. We're told to shoo her away so that she won't witness the taking of her eggs. And that does indeed sound compassionate. And the Rambam, Rav Moshe ben Maimon, who died in 1204, says exactly that in part 3 of the Mora Nevuchim in Perek Memches. The Rambam says that just as Hashem shows compassion to the mother bird, we should learn how to have compassion. When we show compassion to her, we will show compassion to other Jews. That's the Rambam. And that's what it seems like from the Psukim. However, the Mishnah in Maseches Brachos, which is quoted in the Gemara in Maseches Brachos, Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis, tells us something different completely. The Mishnah there says that if you hear someone say to Hashem during davening, just as your mercy, Hashem, is extended to a bird because you commanded us to shoo away the mother bird, just as your mercy, Hashem, is extended to a bird's nest, please have mercy on us too. The Mishnah says that if you hear someone saying that in their davening, you must silence them. They're not allowed to daven like that. And why? Well, the Gemara gives two opinions as to why a person may not daven like that. One opinion is that this kind of tefillah would engender jealousy among God's creations. It makes it seem that Hashem favors one creation over another. That's one opinion. But the other opinion as to why a person can't daven like that is because that person ascribes the reason for the mitzvah as being an expression of mercy, when in reality mitzvos are nothing but decrees of Hashem that have to be fulfilled without inquiring into the reasons behind them. And those are the two reasons as to why a person must be silenced during davening. If he says, just as your mercy, Hashem, is extended to a bird's nest, please have mercy on us too. But this second explanation, the Gemara is hard to understand. First of all, the Rambam does ascribe compassion to this mitzvah. So it happens to be the Rambam says he doesn't follow this second opinion. He only follows the first opinion. But this whole second opinion in the Gemara makes it seem like ta'amei ha-mitzvos are meaningless. But there are so many mefarshim and so many svarim that do indeed engage in ta'amei ha-mitzvos. Of course, it's not the main reason. It's not even the reason at all why we perform mitzvos. The reason we perform mitzvos is because Hashem told us to, period. But still, we do indeed, to the best of our ability, engage in some exploration as to the reasons behind the mitzvos. So why is it so bad to say that the reason behind Shiluach HaKen is to teach us compassion, so much so that we have to silence somebody when they daven? Rav Avram Yitzchak HaKohen Cook, who died in 1935, offers a beautiful explanation on this Gemara. It's found in his Perush on the Gemara to Maseches Brachos called Ein Ayah, and I also saw that his ideas are summarized in a book called Gold from the Land of Israel by Rav Hanan Morrison. Rav Cook says that there are two ways, two planes upon which we serve Hashem. One of those planes is serving Hashem with our mind, with our intellect. We can and we must serve Hashem using what Rav Cook calls Shlemus HaSeichel. We must use our minds and we must use our powers of reason and intellect in our Avodas Hashem. And on that plane, from that perspective, ta'amei ha-mitzvos are a key component of our avodas Hashem. Figuring out to the best of our ability what the reasons are behind the mitzvos, what I can gain from the mitzvos, what the mitzvos are supposed to teach us, all of that is necessary when we serve Hashem from the perspective of the intellect. And that's what much of Talmud Torah is, using our minds to understand the Torah and the mitzvos to the best of our ability. But that is only one aspect of Avodas Hashem, of our Shmiras HaMitzvos. Another aspect, another element of Avodas Hashem is what Rav Cook calls Shlemus HaRegesh, seeking perfection in our emotional service of God. In the emotional realm, our limited intellect and our mortal, fallible reasoning only drag us down. On this level, we connect to God through our hearts, emotionally and psychologically, rather than intellectually. On this level, we're completely dedicated to Hashem no matter what we do or do not understand. And this level, says Rav Cook, is more fitting for our tefillos and less for our Talmud Torah. Of course, there's overlap. There must be emotion in our Torah learning and there must be intellect in our tefillah. But in tefillah, our desire primarily is shleimus haregesh, serving Hashem no matter what, even if we don't understand every aspect of the Torah and mitzvos. Tefillah is avodah shebalev, it's the service of the heart. And that's how Rav Kook explains the Gemara. On the one hand, yes, we should do everything we can to understand the reasoning behind the mitzvos, including the mitzvah of shiluach haken, and the compassion that this mitzvah must engender within us, as the Rambam says. But not during davening. Davening is avodah shebalev, where our complete dedication to Hashem overrides whatever our intellect came up with as the reason for this mitzvah or that mitzvah. And that's why the Mishnah says you silence somebody. When do you silence somebody? During davening. The Mishnah says you silence someone during davening. But in the Beis Medrash, in the realm of the intellect, in the realm of Shleimus HaSeichel, you can talk all you want about Tamei HaMitzvos. During davening, however, during our avodah shebalev, there's no place for that. Have an amazing day, everyone!